It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's over there in somewhere. I'm voting for Switzerland, but that doesn't make it right. She's going to tell us in a minute, maybe. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Very well, thank you. So, yes, Switzerland. While I was actually in Austria and also wanting to talk about the new coalition in Austria between the Conservative Party and the Green Party, a highly unusual combination. But I thought that we should maybe talk about something that seems not so important, but that is still a sign of our times, and that would be England with Prince Harry and Meghan. This seems to be like a tabloid subject, but I feel that it is quite interesting to actually follow what the royal family in England has been going through lately. So to give it a little bit of a context, a week ago, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan announced their desire to become independent, to renounce to taxpayers' money, live between Canada and England, work while continuing to fulfill some of their royal duties. So you can imagine that that landed like a real incredible news in a conservative country like England. The media coverage has been absolutely crazy in all of Europe. And I think they must have gotten almost as much coverage as the crisis between Iran and the US. So that tells a lot about the importance of the royal family in the United Kingdoms. So concerning now directly Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, they had not such a long time ago an absolutely perfect wedding. It was like a dream. It was like everybody was absolutely delighted by this union, and that also got a lot of media coverage. What happened afterwards is extremely violent, in the sense that a wave of insulting articles on Meghan begun in the press, and especially in the British tabloids, who are actually well known for being absolutely reckless. Those articles showed a lack of respect, a misogynistic view on Meghan, and by the same token on women, comments that were racist, sexist, and a complete invasion of their private life. So no wonder that in a very short amount of time, that couple really went into a high crisis, and Meghan became really extremely sad, and you could see really that she went from the perfect wedding princess to the absolute destroyed woman, wife, and mother. I think that what really, really touched her the most was probably the fact that they didn't leave anything away from her relationship with her father, with her half-sister, with her family. She was treating of all possible words. And as I said before, racism was a huge part of those attacks. Now, let's not forget also that Prince Harry was only 12 when he lost his mother, Princess Diana, in a French tunnel where her car got into an accident while they were trying to escape from a cloud of paparazzi on motorbikes that wanted to have at all costs the best picture of her and her partner, Dodi Fayed at the time. So this is an experience that Prince Harry certainly didn't forget. He knows the power of the press, of the media, of the tabloids. He knows how destructive those powers can become. And even though this news was unfortunately not really shared before with Queen Elizabeth, and that seemed to have been a surprise for everybody, it was definitely for him a way to protect himself, his wife, son, and basically his family, his very new family. So when this announcement took place about a week ago, then there has been a storm of angry reactions. They were heavily criticized for that. Of course, it became immediately a financial question, and who would take care of their life, and who would pay for that, even though they had said very early on that they wanted to give up the money of the taxpayers, and they want to actually earn their own money. It's also interesting that after days of speculation, a meeting did take place between Queen Elizabeth, both Princes Harry and William, and the Prince of Wales, who is the father of both of them. The statement of the Queen after that, I think, was a huge disappointment for a certain kind of media, which was definitely expecting some more heavy development, like, for example, Harry and Meghan being kicked out of the royal family, or a fight, a real fight between the two brothers, something to really write about. But instead, the Queen did the opposite and insisted on the point that she supports the decision of Harry and Meghan, even though obviously she's not thrilled about it. And the logistics are, you know, complicated and have to be worked on. But, you know, with a little bit of goodwill, this should definitely be possible. So I think that they will have, of course, a lot of decisions to go through, to decide about money, about how they want to live, to decide about their protection. Their intention is to actually split their time between Canada and England, and it seems that Canada is also very excited about having them. The press there is definitely not as aggressive, and they would have a better chance to have some kind of a private life. People have in England, because it's the royal family and because they pay part of their living, have a very fast the feeling that they own the royal family. But I think, you know, it's 2020. Everything is evolving very, very fast on every level and in every sectors. And there is no reason for the royal family not to find some new path or to evolve accordingly. It's moderators like Piers Morgan writing on his Twitter account, "Harry and Meghan have successfully bullied the Queen into letting them have their cake and eat it." It's this kind of basically comments that have also pushed that couple out of the country, and can be also considered as a complete insult against the queen, because, I mean, many would agree that the queen cannot really be so easily bullied, and if she decides that they can have the cake and eat it, that is, after all, her decision. So in conclusion, it's interesting to see that a certain kind of media that is very pushy, that is very aggressive, that is very negative, has yet again almost destroyed a young family, and it seems like Prince Harry and his wife are taking the right step into protecting themselves and protecting their family and protecting their right to be happy without damaging anybody else, but just by finding a way to live and raise their son the way they think would make them happy. And in that sense, I think we can wish them all the best, in spite of all the attacks that they will have to probably face in the next few months in the press and otherwise.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.